Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thanks for listening to Dusty and Cam podcast, brought to you on the fan by your local Les Schwab Tire Center. Doing the right thing since 1952.
I happen to be training for a triathlon right now. Doing a lot of running, cycling, swimming. Well, you know all about that.
This is Dusty and Cam in the morning.
No, actually, I don't. I play real sports. I'm trying to be the best at exercising.
With Dusty Hera.
You got to let the chest meat flow a little bit.
That's what I'm going to be doing every single night. Dollar bills, y'all.
And NFL veteran Cam Cleland.
When your mouth is moving, Cam is not a listener.
You know what? I can already tell that I don't like you, and I'm probably not going to like you, no matter how many pull-ups or push-ups you do.
You clearly don't understand the employer-employee relationship.
Dusty and Cam on 1080.
I guess I'm starting to, and I don't like it.
The Fan.
Yeah! All right, hour number two, Dusty here, Cam Cleland. We will talk more college football than just Oregon-Auburn, promise. We'll get to the Pac-12 and the fact that we have another Heisman winner at Oklahoma. Just going to hand it to him already, okay? Going to do it. Sound good?
Gosh dang, if that happens again. My goodness.
Okay.
Yeah, well, it's a great recruiting pitch if you're Lincoln Riley. Hey, you want to come play quarterback for me? You win a Heisman.
Automatically. Doesn't matter. You can just win it. Okay, so we got that to get to. Wide right, the mishaps, miscues, and blunders from the weekend in foosball. That will be 7:15, about 10 minutes from now. We'll talk NFL 7:30, your case of the Mondays at 55305, including Cam is done with one certain type of person. And then we'll get into Pac-12, and we will take a moment to acknowledge the Mountain West during this radio program. Mm. At some point.
Boise State. Do something, huh? He sure did.
You know, there were a couple of parallels to the meltdown that Florida State had and the meltdown that Oregon had there. Double-digit leads in the second half, and
strangely
you just watch
enough,
them just cut away.
How about that Tennessee team? Tennessee!
Oh, we've got Tennessee. We've got Tennessee. What about this? How do you feel about this text on the Better You Today text line? Herbert reminds me of Sam Darnold. He can make magic, but coaching staff is lacking. Herbert could lift Oregon up like Sam did with USC for 1 year. How do you feel about that comparison? Darnold, Herbert. Projected high round picks.
Yeah.
Inexplicable losses where you grab victory or grab loss from the jaws of victory.
I think they're a little bit different. I think they're definitely talented
quarterbacks. Style quarterback, they're different,
yeah.
But just that maybe they're being held back.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. That's so hard to say.
I say the book is still out. Yeah. The book is there's still so much to learn about Mario Cristobal, how he handles this Oregon team and how he leads this Oregon team, because I think Oregon fans forget. Like, after the first game of the year, people wanted Chip Kelly fired. They went on. They won. They went to won the Pac-12, went to the Rose Bowl, got blasted. And it was, he can't win the big one. He lost the three biggest games of the year that year.
Well, fans' job is to get fanatical and crazy. But every time you look at a team, you look at someone that is that gifted of an athlete.
Yes.
Like Justin Herbert is. All of us that watched it were expecting a moment. That throw, where's the big play? The signature moment of that in a big game. You're waiting for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's a lot of factors that go into it. We'll talk to him a lot about them. But right now, it's time for the secret score.
Ducks game day, secret score.
All right, if you call Buck at 503-250-1080, you and give him the secret score from Saturday's postgame show with Dirt, Anthony Newman, and myself, you will get a fancy gift card to Laurelhurst Marketplace. 503-250-1080. That is your cue to call to win a gift certificate to Laurelhurst Marketplace. Yet again, 503-250-1080. Give Buck a call. First person with the correct answer wins that gift certificate. Right now, 708.
What's hot?
Spoken.
What's hot and why is it cool?
They're cool because they're hot.
Hot and cool with Dusty and Cam. Your morning dose of positivity ripped from the headlines.
Great story. Compelling and rich.
Alrighty. Hey, happy game week to the NFL and high school football here in the states of Oregon and Washington. You excited for that to start?
I am. I am looking forward to it.
All right. Outside of that right there, let's talk a little baseball here. A no-hitter in Major League Baseball yesterday. Justin Verlander, my relationship that is tough with him through his third career no-hitter against the Blue Jays, walked the first batter, retired the next 26.
Yeah, he had a night. He had a very, very good night. Yeah, as much as you want to say he's a complainer, as a little bit of, he's one of my guys that I'm done with. 7:45, case of the Mondays.
Okay,
he's still uber talented beyond belief, and thank God he's on that staff, because that's without a guy like that, you're not getting anywhere in the postseason.
Okay, the Astros.
Yeah, having him on your staff is a massive advantage.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they also have Gerrit Cole and Zach Greinke.
I know, but Justin Verlander is damn good.
Yes, he is. Yeah. Yes, he is. All right, taking a look at the Major League Baseball standings right now. Minnesota holds a 5.5-game lead over Cleveland in the AL Central. The Yankees have a 10-game lead over the Rays, and the Astros with a 10-game lead over the A's. That means a wild card. It is tight, though. Tampa is the number one wild card team right now. They have a half-game lead on the Cleveland Indians, who have a half-game lead on the Portland A's. So the A's, Indians, and Rays all within
A's, Rays,
and Indians all within one game of each other for the two wild card spots. That is fun. National League, yeah. Braves the 5.5-game lead over the Nationals in the East. Cardinals hold a 3-game lead over Chicago and a 6-game lead over Milwaukee. Dodgers have an 18-game lead in the NL West. Your two wild cards right now, the Nats and Cubs. Chicago with a 2.5-game lead over the Phillies. You're as cold as ice. All right, let's talk some football here. In the NFL, it is game week for the first time in the National Football League, but a lot of the rumblings are still around guys with contracts, and one of them in particular is Melvin Gordon. And apparently, was it Tom Telesco?
This is not surprising whatsoever.
He says, no new contract for him. We'll talk about it next season. He can show up if he wants to.
Yeah, he's also been given the green light to request a trade.
Yeah, and he can go and explore trade options, yep. Which is Jadeveon Clowney, which we'll have in a minute here.
Yeah.
He could do the same thing.
You're a Seahawks fan. Whoa, Nelly!
Also, big news out of Dallas yesterday was that it does appear that Ezekiel Elliott and the Dallas Cowboys are nearing a contract deal. So
talks are heating up.
It's the structure of the deal, not the money involved, that is the issue between the Dallas Cowboys and Ezekiel Elliott. If there's one thing that's feeling hot right now, it's Clay Helton's seat, because JT Daniels, done for the year, the starting quarterback for USC, tore his ACL and meniscus.
Oh, God, I hate watching these kids when they're that young. They're not kids. They're young men. That was frustrating to watch.
Was it Jack Sears, the kid who entered the transfer portal after he lost the job? He said anything is possible, or my door's always open, or something like that about a return to USC. Would you want a guy who transferred?
I don't know.
I think his words were, "I'll be here if they need me."
That whole program's just dead man walking everywhere. Yeah. All of it. It just looks like a bunch of zombies. It looks like The Walking Dead, and that whole sideline from the coaching staff. They all know that they're just coaching just for this. It's like a rental gear.
That sucks.
It feels like it. And I get it. Fresno State was a good football program.
Yeah. They
Clay Helton blunders all over the place coaching.
Yeah, they Fresno State replaces 11 starters, including their quarterback Marcus McMarion, and that Reyna kid almost won the game for him. They had a shot at the end to tie it.
Mount West, greater than the.
Don't.
Greater.
Don't. Please don't. Well,
prove it.
Oregon State has a chance to against Hawaii this week.
Yeah.
All right. Week one in college football continued last night. Jalen Hurts makes his debut for fourth-ranked Oklahoma. Sooners offense was humming in a 49-31 win over Houston. Be good at football. Jalen Hurts. The Alabama transfer accounted for 508 yards and 6 touchdowns in the win.
Those are some Heisman kind of numbers that you start with at the beginning of the season. And then at the end, when his interview, you said, hey, I got to get better. He was very humble. I appreciated that. I mean, he looked talented. They didn't play a lot of defense at the end. Houston still looked pretty good.
Dana Holgorsen.
Dana Holgorsen moving over from West Virginia coming in. And he looked fired up. He was all mad. He was getting salty. His hairline's flowing.
It's flowing or falling?
You know, he's got a skullet. He's got a skullet.
Yes, it is. Okay. And by the way, if you're wondering the numbers on Hurts, of his 508 yards, 332 came through the air, 176 on the ground.
It's a really good day.
3 touchdowns throwing, 3 touchdowns rushing. He's good.
Lincoln Riley.
He's good too. Oh, by the way.
Really good coach.
College football week one wraps up tonight on ESPN. Notre Dame at Louisville. Kind of.
You could see some domers, though. I'm excited to watch Notre Dame. That's a college football playoff team from last year.
Seahawks acquired Jadeveon Clowney over the weekend for edge rusher Barcavius Mingo, linebacker Jacob Martin, and a third-round pick. It turns out the Texans are also ponying up his signing bonus for Clowney as well. They're paying nearly half of his salary, $7 million.
I feel like they stole it. I think Houston is a rudderless ship because Bill O'Brien is the general manager. And of course, ownership has to approve all this stuff. But if I told you that the Seahawks have traded Frank Clark, Jacoby Martin, Barkevius Mingo, a third-round pick for Ziggy Ansah, Jadeveon Clowney, a first-rounder in 2019, and a third-rounder in 2020, I'd say John Schneider and Pete Carroll and the Seahawks good at front office moves.
Double thumbs up. We'll have more on this move and what it means for the Seahawks coming up in the show. Plus, the fire sale going on in Miami. But coming up next, the mishaps, miscues, and blunders from the weekend of football. Wide right next on The Fan.
One play does not a game make.
Mark Sanchez not expecting it, and it was the backside of Brandon Moore that knocked the ball out.
Who says you can't lose on a single play?
Yellow! Oh, Leon Lett! Leon Lett! Oh, my goodness gracious!
This is Wide Right, a look back at the plays that made the weekend. Memorable.
Ernest Biner.
Fumble
the ball, and Denver has recovered. Oh, my.
Wide Right with Dusty and Cam on 1080.
No good. Wide Right.
The Fan.
All right, where we start in our Wide Right. We tried to get the actual cut of it, but for some reason, it wasn't even marked as one of our highlights from the Oregon-Auburn game by our producer during the game. Not by you, Buck. The producer during the game. Oregon missed a chip shot field goal wide right, quite literally. Boy, it doesn't get much easier than those little chippies there, and that thing was missed by a mile.
Obviously, it's not easy. You would have made it.
No. Well, but that isn't... That's should be automatic.
These are Division I college kickers.
That should be automatic.
Just stay on me with kickers here.
And I'm going to be honest, I was a little bit skeptical when it was listed as this player or this player on the depth chart going in.
No,
I
mean, there were three of them that were ordered.
Three of them going into your opener.
And
also, of note from that game of a mishap and what was a bunch of blunders was the fourth down, well, coming out of the game, calling a timeout to start the game. On your first offensive play, you had the timeout on fourth and inches when you just take a 5-yard penalty and the punt goes down to the 2-yard line instead of into the end zone. And then you had your double timeout, so he's trying to get Justin Herbert back in. But at the end of the game, you got to give yourself a chance. Buck, can we turn up the array here? Thanks.
The final play, 0-0 on the clock. Herbert looking for a receiver. Launches over the end zone and Auburn survives.
That's Curtis Fowler on the call. I mean, that airmailed. Justin Herbert sent that thing into row three, and he stepped up, tried to deliver a strike in the end zone. Man.
I think this is not, I have to make light of this a little bit, but I think one of the funniest tweets I saw was Brett McMurphy said, yeah, that throw would have been good and good in Canada.
Oh, yeah, it is, because you got like a 20-yard end zone. I mean,
give him a chance.
He launched that bad boy.
Yeah.
All right, Stanford escaped a scare from Northwestern, and it was the biggest wide right of the betting weekend, and it's not even close.
So here we go on first down. He's being chased by Truehill and gets drilled. That is a live ball and will seal the deal for Stanford.
Joe Davis, Brock Huard on the call for Fox. The line was either six and six and a half.
Yep. Yeah.
That play right there gave Stanford a 17-7 victory. They covered the spread,
yeah, covered the spread
on that play right there.
Week one as a Pac-12 quarterback. Boy, JJ Costello goes down with a concussion.
Yeah.
We talked about
that's a scary play, man.
JT, yes. Talked about JT Daniels going down, Justin Herbert, all the things in a national stage. Pretty tough, tough day for a few guys. That's that we haven't heard about what happened to JJ Costello. If he's gonna be out for a long time.
Yeah,
KJ Costello, if he's gonna be out for a while, he's probably in some sort of concussion protocol, I'm assuming.
You gotta think.
That hurts Stanford. And now you could have two. What is Stanford's backup? Isn't he a true freshman? True freshman from USC versus a true freshman from Stanford?
He played really well, though. The USC kid came in, played pretty well for them. Speaking
that game's going to be 7-2.
Speaking of USC, they escaped a close call with Fresno State. And it really shouldn't have been that close, but mistakes, including on the opening kickoff, Clay Helton feeling his seat get hot.
Out of bounds, Jones approaches. And he's got space. Good start for Troy. Across midfield, Jones. Inside the 30-yard line. 61 yards to start.
After review, it was determined there were two number sevens for the receiving team on the play. That's a 5-yard penalty. We will re-kick the play.
Wow. Wow.
Jason Benetti, Rod Gilmore on the call for ESPN. The opening kickoff of the season's returned 61 yards, and USC has two guys with the same number.
That's
on the
your
field.
Special teams coach, man. His ass should just be in big, not only just getting coffee all week. That's inexcusable.
They did have a 100-yard return for a touchdown, though.
Mm-hmm.
Without
special teams,
on.
They're probably not winning that football game.
No, they end up winning 31-23. All right, moving on. Let's get to UCLA because it's brutal right now. And Dorian Thompson-Robinson was bad.
DTR looking left again.
Oh,
he dropped the football. It's loose. And guess who? Javon Hicks comes up with a big takeaway for the Bearcats.
Javon Hicks totally redeemed himself right there. But that's what we can't have if you're UCLA. You can't have that out of your quarterback in the red zone. 3 points are in the bank.
Oh, my gosh. 24-14, Cincinnati beats UCLA. Adam Amin, Pat McAfee on the call for ESPN.
Was he throwing him the Vaseline ball? What the heck was that?
Dorian Thompson-Robinson was just holding on to the football, and it just dropped. I have no idea, but Chip's in some trouble, too.
Frustrating.
Down there. At USC. Here's a confusing one. Please explain to me why Mack Brown, in his first win, they did beat South Carolina, did this. On your own 47-yard line, fourth down, 11 seconds to go, and you're up by four.
Well, they can't just take a knee. And they did. Well, I'm very surprised that North Carolina would simply take a knee there. The change of possession is going to stop the clock. With 10 seconds to go. If they punt the ball, then that changes things dramatically because then South Carolina would either have to block the punt or rip off a return. Now the Gamecocks are in Hail Mary position.
Bob Wischusen on the call. Why?
And my hands are up. Maybe they discussed it and went, I Yes, they. But it stops the clock.
And you're on your own 47. It's not like you're deep in South Carolina territory.
Obviously, he didn't want to risk the idea of a blocked punt whatsoever. But now you're shortening the field, or in a just run the football. Could QB sneak it or something? I don't know.
Or roll your quarterback out and tell him to launch the ball as far as he can downfield instead of taking a loss of three. With 11 seconds to go, too, you can run two plays. You can run something short to the boundary, get out of bounds, and then have a shorter chance at
it. Well, I said this on Twitter. I said, you know, it is week one. If you're expecting 18 to 22-year-olds to not make tons of mistakes on week one, that's why it's called week one, because there's no preseason. But all these coaching blunders, these are veteran coaches that have been through, that have kind of seen this. And I wasn't expecting all these blundery coaching mistakes.
Yeah, yeah. Your 68-year-old head coach who's won a national championship, you don't expect that from him. But Mac Brown got the win over South Carolina.
And a heck of a dance, though.
24-20,
he was dancing it up.
Wow. Did that make you feel a little uncomfortable?
No, I love seeing old guys getting after. You can't just be old in there.
On CBS Sports Network, Carter Blackburn with the call. Wyoming made a bad day worse for Missouri and the SEC.
Bryant going to keep it. Out of the empty set. Bryant design run. And he's shot back. Loss of football. It is scooped up. And all the way back. Touchdown, Cowboys. C.J. Colden picks up the loose football.
Oh, boy. How about the Mountain West? You saw Boise State beat Florida State, and Wyoming goes and they beat Missouri at home. Now, Missouri SEC team went up to Laramie. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, I know. So maybe we're just not as dumb to say, hey, Pac-12 teams go on the road versus a Mountain West. Well, an SEC team went on the road to a Mountain West.
And they lost.
Yeah. So we should just be slaughtering the bottom half of the SEC today.
You know, and
it's all the SEC.
Purdue went on the road to Nevada, and what happened?
Yeah, Big Ten team lost.
They lost. Don't go on the road to a Mountain West team.
Don't tell Boise State not to go on the road. Don't you tell that.
You know what was good, though?
Yeah.
Tulsa went to Michigan State. Do you see how many rushing yards they had on Friday night?
No.
Negative 76.
A lot of sacks.
For the game. Negative 76.
Hey, I also wanted to give a shout out to Coach Barney and the Portland State Vikings for going down to Big Sioux in Arkansas and putting a little bit of something scare into the Arkansas. Yeah,
you know what? I have that in the notes for 8 o'clock because that's important to talk. Portland State, they did show fight. I said make a bad day worse for the SEC. I mean, you may be thinking, well, Auburn beat Oregon in the biggest game of the weekend. Well, no, it was pretty bad for the SEC.
We'll hand off to Barnett. No. Ellington keeps it. Puts his foot in the ground. Gets ahead for the first down. Slips away. Touchdown. Beautiful run for the quarterback, Dan Ellington.
Clay Matvick on the call for ESPNU. Georgia State was 2-10 last year in the Sun Belt. They went to Neyland Stadium, and they beat Tennessee 38-30.
Okay, so Tennessee, you didn't bring in Mike Leach, but you made sure you fired your athletic director and you signed and brought in Jeremy Pruitt to make sure that you were going to change the whole culture of Tennessee. And this little place called Georgia State comes in and embarrasses you.
Yeah.
That's not supposed to happen.
Yeah.
Good
you know where
you.
They
Good
play?
Good for you, Tennessee. I know they play the Georgia. No, they tore down.
No.
Oh, they play at the old Atlanta Braves Stadium. Yeah. They bought that.
Yeah.
That's right.
They bought it, and they put like apartments in the stadium, and they renovated Turner Field.
Good for them.
That's where they play now.
Take that, Tennessee.
Take that, Fedata. Also, a couple wide rights that we need to mention. I was on the plane flying back, and I turned on the little TV, satellite, yeah, DirecTV. I turned it on ESPN. Bethune-Cookman was playing Jackson State. And I saw this live. A touchdown was caught by Jackson State, and a Bethune-Cookman player was wrestling with the ball. The mascot for Jackson State got ejected because he came in and started fighting the Bethune-Cookman player.
Was he fighting or trying to break up the fight?
Well, no, they were wrestling for the ball, and he started, like, jabbing him.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa, mascot. And then as he's walking off, he's doing, like, the Conor McGregor swagger walk.
He's in trouble. Or good marketing, however you want to look at it.
Good marketing. We discussed Hugh Freeze being weird in coaching from a hospital bed.
If you haven't seen this, folks, please do yourself a favor. Check out Hugh Freeze sitting in the coach. Sitting. Sorry. Laying prone on a hospital bed in the coach's box.
Imagine being like that assistant who's like, am I really doing this? Am I really wheeling a hospital bed up here? They lost.
Where is Jerry Farwell? He's passed away,
he's
right?
He's dead. His son runs that university now.
Yeah, it's insane that putting hands on him in the middle.
He wasn't the only coach with a health scare. Bob Davey had to be rushed to the hospital. Apparently had a heart attack in New Mexico.
Scary moment.
And he released a statement. They won.
Yeah.
And he released a statement that he's resting well. He'll be okay.
It's good to know.
Oh, my goodness.
Stressful.
All right. Wide right, mishaps, miscues, blunders from the weekend in football. Coming up next, let's go to the NFL. We'll get back to college. We have plenty of college football that we will talk about, including more Oregon-Auburn coming up. The Seahawks made a big move, and Miami is on fire. Dustin Cam on the Fan. Seahawks make a big move, man. You had to replace Frank Clark, and it didn't look like... in the limited action we saw from people that they had effectively done that on the edge of that defense. Well, they went out and they traded Barcavius Mingo and I keep wanting to say Jonathan Martin, but it's Jacob Martin, a linebacker and an edge rusher along with a third round pick to the Houston Texans for Jadeveon Clowney. Turned out yesterday, ProFootballTalk.com reported the Texans will also pay almost half of Jadeveon Clowney's $15 million salary. They're going to pay $7 million of that $15 million, the Texans will. So, huge move for Seattle. I mean, this is a game changer for that defense, is it not?
Yeah, it's this guy is a monster pass rusher, and to get him into what is now Pete Carroll's system on defense,
yeah,
which is a more true pass rusher. Now, to remember, with Bill O'Brien in that system, defensively, a lot of odd fronts, a lot of stuff that was very similar to what the Patriots. And I can give an example, is Willie McGinnis is a perfect example of a guy that was at USC, is an unbelievable pass rusher, great defensive end. He became a Hall of Fame kind of player, and I believe Willie is a really, truthfully, he was a game changer. But he had to transition into what's called an outside linebacker stand-up kind of player,
yep,
where Willie would drop into coverage. Jadeveon Clowney has been playing that system. Remember, he only had 9 sacks. It's not like he's had a ton of sacks. And you don't get those kind of sack numbers in that system because he's dropping into coverage, yeah, in a lot of different flats and hook curls. And you're looking at him, you're going, what in the world is this doing? He now comes to Seattle under Pete Carroll with that defensive scheme and is going to be a true hand-down edge rusher. Please watch out. He's going to have a monster year. If healthy, he's going to be a massive game changer, not just on the outside, but you're going to have to account for him every single play as a pass rusher.
It's a bit, and that was kind of the signal that, oh boy, hey, are the Texans in fire sale mode? Turns out they just may be inept in their front office because they don't have anybody leading their front office. What they ended up going and doing after that was they traded for Laremy Tunsil from the Miami Dolphins.
I think that what you saw from Houston is that they're in a win now mode. I think everybody's seen it. And Bill O'Brien is not an executive. I think that if he is leading this entire franchise, he's doing it to win now. But what does he care about the future? I mean, I'm sure he does, yeah, but they're in prove it mode. So you lose Indianapolis, okay, loses Andrew Luck.
Yes.
You're better at quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
You're certainly better at quarterback right now for the Tennessee Titans because that's up in arms. We don't know if it's Marcus or if it's Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah.
Are you better than Jacksonville? Well, you don't know yet because I think that you're a little more athletic than Nick Foles, but your defense just as good. Okay, so you're kind of the leader in the clubhouse, I feel. So why not bring in a left tackle that's there to protect your franchise leader,
yeah,
and a guy that's already had 2 ACLs? So why wouldn't you go get a left tackle? Because you just saw what happened to Andrew Luck.
Exactly, when you see what happened to Andrew Luck. And they also get another target on the outside. I mean, Demaryius Thomas was a short-term fix. Then he got injured down there in Houston. You need another target to pair up with DeAndre Hopkins because that field opened up so much more. And so not only do they get Laremy Tunsil, but they get wide receiver Kenny Stills in that trade as well. In Miami, although they are in full-on fire sale mode, they get rid of Laremy Tunsil, their best lineman. They get rid of Kenny Stills. And then they also traded Kiko Alonso, linebacker, former Oregon Duck, to the New Orleans Saints yesterday. That's a big boost for a Saints defense as well.
Yeah.
You talk about a guy, if healthy, when healthy, Kiko Alonso is one of the best linebackers.
It's all about health for him. Very talented.
Very talented. And my favorite quote from Brian Flores, the head coach of the Miami Dolphins, is, what? We're not tanking.
They're tanking.
They want NFL nothing but
concerned.
Picks.
And the NFL should be concerned about this because it doesn't look good when a team starts tanking to try to get picks and try to grow for the future, but they're tanking for a quarterback.
Yep. Whether then why it's would Trevor they throw Lawrence or Justin Herbert or Tua or whomever.
But even if they do, and then they have Josh Rosen, would they put Josh Rosen out there? Ryan Fitzpatrick must be like, oh my, he must feel like a hanging piece of meat in front of a pack of wolves that have been starved for the last month.
Yeah, he's sitting there going, oh, cool, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
This is going to be awesome. Really appreciate
can't wait.
It.
Really, he better retire and eat birthday cake because he's not going to make it out of week three.
Well, he has been eating birthday cake, so maybe he has just extra padding.
It's not. He's going to need a bubble.
Well, a bubble of fat.
Yeah.
I think he's back into camp shape.
It doesn't really matter because that's a tanking. It doesn't work. Miami's been trying to do this for years. You know they're second to the Cleveland Browns. When trying to find a replacement from their franchise quarterback, because Dan Marino retired in 1999. Guess who came into the NFL back 1999 with Tim Couch? They've had
Brian Greasy.
No,
did they go Greasy?
They are second in quarterbacks when it comes to how many other than the Cleveland Browns about how many guys that they've tried to find a replacement for Dan, not just Dan Marino, just find a leader of quarterback.
Let's see here.
I remember the Cleo Lemon years.
Yeah. I mean, they haven't been terrible.
Miami Dolphins?
I mean, yeah, they've Miami had a couple Dolphins? Of, like, a couple good years.
Yeah, but you just haven't been able to find that person. You know how hard it is to find a franchise quarterback? A lot of teams feel pretty comfortable about it. For some reason, Miami is struggling.
Okay, do you want to do a name your quarterback since Dan Marino?
It's a lot.
Well, how many former Cam Cleveland quarterbacks have played for him? Wow. Oh, my God. Damon Heward, Jay Fiedler, Ray Lucas, Brian Greasy, A.J. Feely, Sage Rosenfels, Gus Frerotte.
Gus Frerotte.
In 2005? Yeah. Dante Culpepper, Joey Harrington, Cleo Lemon, Trent Green, John Beck, Chad Pennington, Chad Henne, Tyler Thigpen, Matt Moore, Ryan Tannehill, Jay Cutler, Brock Osweiler, and now Ryan Fitzpatrick. Mm.
And keep going with Josh Rosen.
And with Josh
Rosen and a player to be named later.
Who is the best of those guys?
Culpepper, probably. Didn't they make the playoffs with Culpepper and Ricky Williams?
Maybe it was Trent Green.
It was Trent Green.
Chad Pennington?
Chad Pennington? I don't know.
Oh, no. The Culpepper year was Nick Saban year.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. That's right. They wanted Drew Brees, and they didn't bring in Drew Brees.
All right. 55305. Time for your case of the Mondays. Let's let it rip, baby. What's grinding your gears? Cam's got a good one. Dusty and Cam on the Fan.
It's everyone's favorite day.
When you come in on Monday and you're not feeling real well, does anyone ever say to you, sounds like someone has a case of the Mondays?
What do you have to complain about?
No, man. So good to no, be. Man. I believe you get your ass kicked saying something like that, man.
A case of the Mondays. Part of Dusty and Cam in the Morning.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
On 1080 The Fan.
Oh my gosh, if you're a Dolphins fan, plug ears for this one. This is from Joe Shad, formerly college football reporter for ESPN, who now just covers the Miami Dolphins for some reason. Brian Flores, the head coach of the Dolphins, on his offensive line, quote, "We've got what we have."
Solid endorsement.
Oh, that sucks. All right, what's grinding your gears? 55305. Better you today, Texan. What's your case of the Mondays, Mr. Cleland? You said old baseball guys.
Old baseball guy and all those old baseball people. I've heard nothing this last month, okay? Nothing but complaints, whines, bitches,
yes.
All the kinds of things that you do when you complain about balls that are going out of the ballpark. So let's look at this for just a second, okay? When basketball decided that their game needed a three-point shot, they adjusted. They changed. They said, you know what? It is good to have a three-point shot. It changes the game. They didn't evolve to it. They just said, let's add a little bit more spontaneity and excitement to our game by making the game a three-point shooting game. And then the game evolved, and it became not only a staple of a lot of players, it built a franchise and built a dynasty with the Golden State Warriors. And that's a good thing. games that were 89-82 and beating each other up. They changed the dress code. They changed the whole identity of their of just a league, and everything got better. Mm-hmm. Football decided to invent something. A forward pass, because they went, wow, let's do something that, let's move this ball other than just moving forward. And let's try not just to hand this thing off. Let's go with a forward pass. And then the forward pass turned into a lot of other things. It turned into guys throwing for 25 touchdowns a year, 30. And then Peyton Manning throws for 50. And then Patrick Mahomes now breaks that record. And you look at this and you go, what a great thing, offense. 2,000 yards passing. Remember when 2,000 yards passing? Remember when Dan Marino went, and everyone, that's unbelievable. Now 5,000 yards, 6,000 yards is attainable. And everyone went, oh, that offense, that stuff. Major League Baseball has a great thing happening. They have guys that are in a home run race. Pete Alonso's got 43. Mike Trout, you're looking at Cody Bellinger. And the Twins, the Minnesota Twins, set the single-season home run record as a team with a month left. And you're complaining about it. That's bad for sports, bad for baseball. You know what, old guy? You need to pull your lip over your head and swallow. You do, because you're the only sport stuck in this mindset that tells you we don't need to get better and evolve. Well, if you want to do that, if you want to be a bunch of guys that sit on their porch and smoke cigarettes and continually tell us why we need to slow the game down, then you know, just do us all a favor.
Okay, wow, I wasn't expecting that one to come. I thought it was a specific person, but I agree with you and applaud you for that.
I'm just exhausted with it. I love the game of baseball. I think it's great. Evolution is part of it. Stop with this crap. Stop with it. But old guys are always going to exist. And someday I'll be that old guy, but I'll tell you what, I'm never going to sit there and tell sports not to evolve.
Yes. I mean, in a lot of things, you are that old get off my porch guy, you know, but this is one that is right. And then, you know, and to that point, Justin Verlander throws a no-hitter yesterday against the Toronto Blue Jays. That ball didn't seem to be affecting him yesterday when he walked the first guy and then retired the next 26.
That fixed pill. That pill's been juiced.
They go back to it. They revert their ways. Yeah. So I agree with you wholeheartedly. Case of the Mondays, 55305. This one from P1 Anthony. Texas weather is my case of the Mondays. He tweeted at us on Friday that he got stuck in Portland due to the thunderstorms. There were a lot of empty seats at Cowboy Stadium that were supposed to be filled, but fans literally couldn't get into the city of Dallas. They just stopped the airport after about 9 o'clock at night because there were so many flights that were circling, and they had to stop it because a massive thunderstorm rolled through Dallas. And we never saw bad weather, but they just canceled flights. And like guys like Pio and Anthony, they couldn't even get into Dallas. There were people that got diverted to Phoenix. We saw people that got diverted to Vegas, then to the Bay Area, and then had to finally get in. Some people got in after the game started because it was planes, trains, and automobiles for both Auburn and Oregon. It was brutal. A lot of Duck fans and Auburn fans couldn't get there, but at least Auburn fans can drive in a day, you know?
So there's that.
You've spent thousands of dollars. You're telling me you wouldn't be pissed?
Because
a thunderstorm that lasted probably an hour?
I know. It's frustrating. It's beyond, I can't control the weather.
That sucks.
Speaking of weather, are we going to play that audio later?
Yes.
Okay, good. There's a Florida man. Boy, you're going to want to hear this. That's a tease. I'm just telling you, you're going to want to hear this.
Better you today, but he doesn't sound like a Florida man. So
yeah, well, he
get what
lives
you
in
think
Florida.
Of a Florida man out of your mind when you hear him.
The context,
that is what a Florida man
context
is.
Context is Florida.
Yeah, the content is Florida man. The accent is not.
Yes, it's bad.
But all Florida people are from somewhere else, just to let you know.
My case the Mondays. My school has an impressive game, but the local sports station loads up on Duck Talk because they're owned by Uncle Phil.
Boy, I wish Uncle Phil paid my salary.
What school is that?
That would be the Washington State Cougars. I'm going to go with. Cougs had a great showing.
They played New Mexico State.
And you had a great showing. Your quarterback play. Are you talking about Washington? Okay, so the Huskies played great. They played Eastern Washington. They played Eastern Washington, and Jacob Easton is the next. He's a god. He's the next second coming.
He played Eastern Washington.
Both the quarterbacks looked very good. Both teams played very well. Happy for the state of Washington and those teams. I can't wait to watch them next week when they play some bigger teams is Cal runs up north to play Washington. And who do the Cougs have?
I don't know.
I'm not sure yet. I should probably delve into that one.
Okay. Well, we are going to talk Pac-12 football coming up next. But we had to get to Oregon-Auburn because guess what? It was the biggest game, not just in the Pac-12, in the nation. Ratings are out. Oregon, the highest, Oregon-Auburn, the highest rated football game of week one. Well, I guess there's one more game. We've got Notre Dame-Louisville tonight. But the highest-rated television football game of week one, Oregon versus Auburn. Let's get to the rest of the Pac-12 and a tip of the cap to the Mountain West next on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.